Hi.
Hi. I'm Tori.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm Christy.
And you're listening to Trendy Lobotomy Podcast. This bodes well, guys, because I'm telling the first story. Aren't you guys psyched? Obviously, you like a somewhat, or so you would not be listening to this. If you are just listening for the first time, I apologize. Sometimes it gets weird. I am doing, just in time for spooky season, the LaLaurie Mansion.
Yay!
Right? Okay. This is, and my sources are ghostcitytours.com, Weird Ghosts. In fact, the article in Weird Ghosts, it's right here. It's not up there.
Okay.
was written by
Troy.
Oh my God. Yes. Troy Taylor was, he wrote the article. God. So I'm like, oh.
The fangirling.
Oh, yes. They already know. If he ever listens, he's going to be like, God, this bitch is clingy. allthatisinteresting.com, legendsofamerica.com, 64parishes.org, and nolaghosts.com. I think that's it. Yep. Okay. So, and I'm going to say, I was going to look. What? Hold on, guys. I'm going to Google something real quick because I was curious about something.
Couldn't do this before we were recording.
Tori,
my laundry fairy didn't show up. I have laundry to do today.
Oh my God. Come on. So sorry. Oh my gosh.
Totally need to fire that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch does not know what she's doing. Here we go. Actually, wow, this could have been. So, Delphine DeLaurie. Mm-hmm. Or LaLaurie was, they played or portrayed her on American Horror Story, right? It's American Horror Story Coven.
Okay.
It's in New Orleans. Yeah. Yep. And that's the one that has the one based off Stevie Nicks. And
nice.
That was the Wild Ghost. And yeah. They portray, it was Kathy Bates who played Delphine LaLaurie.
Oh.
Okay.
So now maybe I do need to watch that.
All right, wait. And those two were, or she was pitted against Marie Laveau.
Okay.
And I was curious, I was like, did they function in the same time period? They absolutely mm-hmm. fucking did. That was what I was looking up. Because yeah. I was like, would that really be that much of a antagonism? And it very well could have been. I did not see anything about Marie Laveau in any of the stuff that I looked up about the LaLauries. So it doesn't seem to be a factor, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen because we don't know.
Uh-huh.
So
one would think, though, that somebody would have found some connection by now.
Right. Exactly. Which actually.
If it had been a factor through Marie Laveau.
Right.
Could have been a factor with, yeah.
Well,
anyway.
And here's, I will say this much. I'll say they could have interacted, but that's an interesting spot, I'll tell you, at the end of this. Because, yeah, there's some oddness. So, Madame Marie Delphine McCarthy LaLaurie was born March 19th, 1787, in the New Orleans it was the Spanish colonial period of New Orleans, which meant we didn't have it yet.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't own any of that. She was one of five kids to Louis Bartholomew de McCarthy and Marie Jean La Arable. Okay. They were New Orleans
French people,
European Creole.
Okay. There you go.
That's the
there
French.
There you go.
Here's some, this is interesting. She married Don Ramon de Lopez in Grillo, who was a Spanish royal officer on June 11th, 1800. She was 13 years old. He was late 20s, early 30s. Right? Don was called back to Spain when the Louisiana Purchase went through,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, makes sense. But on the way, Delphine was pregnant with her first daughter,
mm-hmm.
and they stopped in Cuba. Well, baby was born. He died. They're not sure why.
Mm.
So she decided, well, I'm not going back to Spain. Fuck that. I'm going back home. She went back to New Orleans. In June 1808, she married Jean Blanquet. Blank? I don't know what the... Jean Blanc?
I'm trying to find the name. Jean Blanc.
Yeah. And had four kids. He died in 1816.
Okay.
So we've got one widowed once, widowed twice. On June 25th, 1825, she married physician Leonard Louis Nicholas LaLaurie. Now, he was 25, and at this point, she was 40.
Yeah.
All right. There's also stories about...
Cougaring out.
There's also stories about he was... And in the time between last husband and this husband, Delphine was real smart with her money.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was loaded by the time he married her. Well, Daddy had been pushing him to go find himself somebody who was...
A sugar mom?
Basically.
Awesome.
I don't think he necessarily thought, well, maybe that's a smart... Like, that's what I want to do, but he did. They had two daughters. So we're up to seven children.
It's a lot of freaking kids.
That is from three different husbands. Which makes sense. So in 1831, she bought, mm-hmm. not he, she bought because she had the money, the house that was being built in the property at 1140 Royal Street.
Okay.
The two-story mansion was completed in 1832, which is the house, the LaLaurie mansion today stands at 140 Royal Street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the beginning of the house.
Okay.
She was part of the New Orleans socialites. Like, so she threw lavish fucking parties, and everybody loved going to their house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then...
Because everyone loves the party house.
Right. In November 1832, she was separated from Leonard, and the kids confirmed that they were fighting all the time, and it was a bad thing, and mm-hmm. they were separated. Not divorced, they were separated.
No, you couldn't be divorced.
So...
Because they were probably also very Catholic.
I mean, it makes sense. The rumors about the mistreatment of slaves started around then.
Okay.
Okay. But outwardly, Delphine was generally pleasant to people of color and slaves. That was outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what people could see. But that could very well be an absolute mask. And mm-hmm. we're going to find out it fucking was.
Yeah.
And don't be... American Horror Story portrayed her as a horrible person. They weren't fucking wrong. She was a pretty nasty piece of work when it comes to humans. It's straight up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And there's documentation that she's a pretty nasty, horrible human being,
mm-hmm.
or was. Delphine, okay, a lawyer in 1832, remember?
Mm-hmm.
This was when the rumor started. In 1832, went in and said that, you know, you're breaking laws against the upkeep and behavior towards slaves. He went in and found no wrongdoing, but she paid for legal services by selling several slaves. Right?
Hmm.
And on another note, let's see where are we at. There was another... She got asked about this in... Okay, so before the 1932,
mm-hmm.
there was another... She got... 1832. There were legal charges in 1828 and 1829 for the same reason.
Okay.
But she wiggled out of all of them. So,
she did, because right. She probably scared everybody into, like...
Well, the slaves weren't talking.
No.
They, apparently because of this, the socialites were kind of like, you know what? We don't want to be anywhere near her. Like,
yeah.
We're sorry, sweetie, but you're not it. Right?
They canceled her.
They did. Apparently, the neighbor reported a 10-year-old girl fell to death from the roof running from the lorry. This was actually corroborated by several slaves after they were rescued and other neighbors. And she was buried on the grounds. And the girl's name was Leah. And that was what allegedly led to the investigation. Mm-hmm. She was guilty of cruelty and forced to give up 9 slaves. The slaves were returned to her eventually. Apparently, and here is, I'm going to have preface this with a little of, this was a story and it was not substantiated. The cook was chained to the stove. Hold on, because that was substantiated later. Mm-hmm. But the daughters tried to intervene and were beaten as well and were generally pretty pale and quiet. Mm. The funeral ledgers between 1830 and 1834 had 12 deaths, as well as the cook and laundress, whose name was Bon, and she had 4 kids. Mm. So she took out a whole family. Mm. Or the family, I don't know what their causes were. It wasn't listed.
Of course not.
She freed 2 slaves, Jean-Louis in 1819 and De Vince in 1832. We don't know why. On April 10th, 1834, this was when everything came out. This was the day
everything
came out because fire broke out. The fire started in the kitchen. They found a 70-year-old cook chained to the stove, and the cook admitted to starting the fire because she didn't want to get, she wanted to this all to stop because she didn't want to get punished by our LaLaurie. Mm. Right? During the fire, the people were like, you have to give us the keys to get the slaves out. Well, the LaLaurie's, because the husband showed up that mm-hmm. day, the LaLaurie's refused to give the keys. Well, and people are like, what the fuck is wrong with you? The house is burning. Like, what? What?
Yes, there are people in there. We have to get them out. Whether they're considered slaves or property,
right.
People or property, there are people in there that they needed to get out.
Well, a judge was on hand somewhere. I'm not sure how this plays in, but the judge gave the orders to knock those doors down. Bystanders broke down the doors regardless.
Okay.
That was when the full scope of how sick Delphine was came to light. Okay. They broke down the doors, and it was horrible. They found 7 slaves that were chained up, like suspended, with limbs torn and broken, like mutilated, horrible. There were buckets with body parts in there. They were emaciated. There were other ones that were bound in restricted positions. They had whip scars. There were spiked collar. There was bodies found in the attic, but that was unsubstantiated too. Now here is where this gets fucked up because I can let me.
Because it's not fucked up already.
Right. Well, this part is, I don't know if it's substantiated, but it's the story at least. There was a caged woman who had her limbs broken and set at unnatural angles as to resemble a crab. Ugh. Mutilated sex change operation. There was a woman whose limbs were removed and circular skin removed to resemble a caterpillar. There were slaves whose faces were altered to resemble gargoyles. She was remaking people. 7 people suspended. Out of that whole horror show, 2 of the slaves survived, or the survivors died right after they were rescued. Mm. Like, they couldn't save them. So.
And some of them probably wished they were.
Right. The husband, Leonard, responded to questions with basically mind your own fucking business. So he was perfectly cognizant of what the fuck was going on in his house. Right? Hold on. So afterwards, here's the sick part. They put the slaves that were rescued from that horror show on display to show how sick this bitch was.
Because that's not just as sick.
Right. But you know how they were. The LaLaurie's on the 10th mm-hmm. booked it. They were like, we're so fucked. So they booked it to Alabama and then to Paris. They were like, seriously, in Alabama, what they did was basically gave the sons all the information and the legal paperwork to take over all the family's holdings in Louisiana. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they boogied there in Paris. A mob attacked the house shortly afterwards and just basically trashed the fuck out of it. Like,
mm-hmm.
all the stuff in it, there was, you know, there was, they just trashed the house. And this house sat basically a husk.
Mm-hmm.
Delphine died in 1849 in Paris. The mansion sat burned out until 1838 when Charles Caffin rebuilt it in Empire style. Apparently, Pierre Trastor was probably the architect or builder.
Okay.
Because they had his name. The third floor and rear building was added in the 19th century, which could have been right then when they rebuilt the fucking house, because that would have been the 19th century.
Oh, cow.
It was used as public high school. Which actually it was a girls' school at one point, but it was a girls' school with African American girls.
Okay.
So that, I'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Refuge for delinquents, a music conservatory, an apartment building, a bar. And the bar was somebody capitalized in the fact that the fucker was haunted.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. A furniture store in April of 2007, Nicolas Cage spent $3.45 million. On the house. Well.
And then built himself a fucking pyramid.
Well, hold on. And then he mismanaged his fucking money like crazy. And the house was foreclosed on.
By doing things like building himself a fucking pyramid.
In St. Louis, number one. Okay. So it is privately owned now. The house is privately owned now. They do not do tours. Apparently, it's a weekend getaway for these people, which, I mean...
I'm going to go spend the weekend with the ghosts.
It was known as haunted by 1885.
Oh, wow.
The building is now at Royal and Governor Nichols Streets. It's on that corner.
Mm-hmm.
The husband... Okay, so we're going to go back. The husband died in Cuba in 1863, so he went back to Cuba for legal something. I don't know, but he died in Cuba. But that's after she died, so who cares?
Mm-hmm.
The son sold 11 out of the 30 slaves were remaining after that fire happened, which means 19 men, women, and children were unaccounted for, which could be victims.
Could be victims. Hopefully some of them ran away.
One can only hope. But the family has a crypt at St. Louis number one.
Mm.
Okay, I remember how I said Marie Laveau will be back?
Yeah.
The family has a crypt at St. Louis number one. They started people putting their folks there after the granddaughters,
mm-hmm.
but I'm thinking about Marie Laveau.
Delphine's
body was exhumed and moved. They think that a bunch of Delphine and her kids are in that tomb.
Okay.
Okay? So... Now, in that cemetery, we now have the Lauries and Marie Laveau. And I wouldn't put it past Marie to fuck this bitch up.
No.
Like, let's be perfectly honest. I bet you money there was some badness headed Delphine's way before she even ran, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Because she was notorious for hurting slaves.
And again, maybe not just from...
Marie.
Yeah.
Right. Let's see. American Horror Story was not filmed in the actual house.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't.
No, it was...
But not if it's a private residence.
No, and it was... Well... You'd be surprised,
but, yeah, it's, I know, but
they're not full-time residents there. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. But it was in a different house. So you see the facade. Mm-hmm. And anyways, yeah, you see the facade. Here's the thing is the Lorries getting out of there wasn't the last death in the house. In 1894, this is not a story. There's proof. In 1894, it was a lodging house at that point in time. A tenant was brutally murdered and his belongings ransacked, but nothing was stolen. And that one of the guy's friends said, you know, he had believed that there was a demon who was going to kill him and that demon resided in the house. Well, I mean, there's some serious bad juju and I would not necessarily, do I think that the supernatural killed him? Probably, I mean, it could be in a roundabout way because it probably something aimed at him. Yeah. And that could affect, but we don't know. Nobody was ever caught.
Of course.
So, you ready for the spooky shit?
Yes.
Okay.
Even though that story in itself is spooky.
Right. And it's gross.
Yeah.
And she's a horrible fucking human being and I'm glad she's dead. But there were stories about her death. That she, you know, blah, 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 she was doing something and then died unexpectedly and da, da, da. Well, actually, the record reflects that she was sick for a while mm-hmm. and died after that. So right after the Lorries fled, mm-hmm. there were phantoms screaming in the house. The neighbors heard screams coming from the house when nobody was in there anymore.
I mean, there were 19 slaves unaccounted for. Are we sure there was nobody in the house?
Nobody living in the house. Just say that.
Okay.
The guy who came afterwards and rebuilt it, he was getting voices, like those screams and moans, and people would find body imprints in beds. Mm-hmm. Like somebody laid down and then got back up, but nobody else was in there. Later on, there are apparitions of slaves wearing chains that have knocked people downstairs.
Okay.
There are wails of slaves in the house. Now, Lorrie, here's the one thing.
Wails, like W-A-I-L-S, Christy. Jesus.
Were you thinking, like, the big...
Just... Don't...
Swimming ocean-going mammals? Don't listen
mammals? To my brain. Just keep telling the story.
Okay. Hold on. Now my brain can't come trying to work on this how that would look. Huh. Okay. My brain's like, no, we're not gonna cooperate with that. Okay. So
sorry.
Lorrie, now they're saying Lorrie is not spotted in the house. But she is spotted where?
The cemetery?
Yeah, the cemetery. And I covered Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Did I cover St. Louis too? I think I covered St. Louis number one. I covered Lafayette. I thought I did. Okay, anyways. Onward. You guys reach out to us and tell us
which one I covered.
I think I might have done both, but I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know either. They are wails of slaves in house. Strange noises and cries. There are attacks on people, like phantoms with whips will attack people. Strange figures wrapped in shrouds.
BDSM phantoms?
Consent.
I know.
That's wrong. That you do not have consent. Okay. Anyways, as I get derailed... Doors opening and closing by themselves, phantom footsteps, negative energies, which no shit.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure
that was there while people were still living.
Right. During the girls' school days, and once again, these are African-American children, Lorrie, they think it was Lorrie because somebody would grab their arms and scratch them, which sounds a lot like that would have been Delphine's M.O.
Yeah.
their clothes were tugs on. They would smell burning flesh.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. A white woman with glaring eyes. Later on, they did find in one of the rooms, one of the back rooms, they pulled up the floorboards. They did find a pit with human remains in it, which was most likely, you can only bury so many things out on the grounds where people can see.
Yeah.
So, and that is
the
LaLaurie Mansion, which is an awful fucking story. And I hope she's rotting and burning in whatever fresh hell that Marie ordered up for her. Probably several other practitioners who were like, eh, nope, bitch, you're going to hurt for the rest of eternity. So that's it.
Okay.
Gross.
All right. I'm going to tell the story of the Hotel Alex Johnson.
Man.
Sources are alexjohnson.com, hauntedrooms.com, blackhillsvisitor.com, 605magazine.com, and sah.arcopedia.org.
Okay.
So, Hotel Alex Johnson is in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Ooh, we're back up to the Badlands area. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sorry.
It is named after Alex Carlton Johnson. He was the VP of the Chicago and Northwestern Railroad.
Okay.
He was an admirer of the Black Hills area of South Dakota and the Lakota Sioux tribes that lived in the area.
Oh, so he liked them. Okay,
he liked them, yes.
Did he give
he
them
He wanted proper... to make... as proper as he could back then.
Yeah.
He wanted to make a quote-unquote showplace of the West.
Okay.
To pay tribute to the indigenous people and the Black Hills.
Okay.
Construction began October 3rd, 1927, and every source makes a point to say that that was the day before Mount Rushmore was started. The construction on Mount Rushmore was started. It opened July 1st, 1928. The first guest was named Patty O'Neill, and actually the bar off the lobby is named for Patty.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's kind of cool, actually, if she was the first guest.
So when you look down, the bricks in the lobby are all original.
Okay.
So some of them have a symbol that looks very similar to the swastika.
Okay.
But it is actually an ancient symbol adopted by indigenous people generations ago, and its meaning is, quote-unquote, the four sacred corners of the earth. There are other so one of the people I follow on TikTok, she lives in Mongolia.
Yeah.
And there are
– But it's backwards.
The Mongolian people have – but it's still like she's careful about when she – because it's in so many fabrics, and it is a symbol, a major symbol of their religion there. I guess it's Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
That is a major symbol of their religion. So she just tries to be careful because she's also Jewish to
– Right.
Yeah.
Well, and we've said it before, I'm sure, on air even. Mm-hmm. The swastika was a perverted
– Yeah.
They perverted the symbol. They inverted it, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a symbol way before.
But it's around enough in this hotel that they feel like they like their own website makes a point to say.
Well, it makes this sense. This is not what you think.
Like a famous chandelier that they had this that was built in the shape of the symbol. Anyway, it is close to Mount Rushmore. Alfred Hitchcock, Cary Grant, and Eva Marie Saint stayed there when they were filming North by Northwest, and it's actually mentioned in the movie, but it's mentioned under another name because it was the Hotel Alex Johnson. Somebody bought it out, named it something different, and they switched it back to the Hotel Alex Johnson. The Hilton company now owns it.
Okay.
So there have been 8 deaths reported in the hotel, and some are still unsolved.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Private baths were added in the 1940s, which reduced the number of rooms from 206 to 143.
Makes sense. Because let me guess, there were public down the hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It is also a member of the National Tour Association since 1981. Mm-hmm. I meant to look up what that was, and I didn't. Sorry.
Okay.
Ghost Hunters visited in 2011. That
is, of course, they did.
Season 7, Episode 5, if you want to check that out. They found some cool stuff, apparently. 2017, they did the first major renovation, or the first major renovations since 1970 were completed. Mm-hmm. They stripped all the guest rooms and rebuilt them.
Okay.
Which probably just
kicked up anything. Into the You said the National Tourism Organization, right?
National Tour Association.
National Tour. Okay. Sorry.
So, spooky shit.
Spooky shit.
They have a lady in white. It's a hotel.
Okay. Of course.
They've got a lady in white. They possibly have two ladies in white. The first one... Hang on. Okay. The National Tour Association is the leading business building association for professionals serving customers traveling to, from, and within North America. That is according to ntaonline.com. Thank you, Tori.
You're welcome.
Anyway, sorry. So, lady in white. So, in the 1970s... It was reported that a young bride flung herself out
the
window of room 812.
Oh, 812.
The problem was, friends say that it was foul play. They were like, she was happy.
She wouldn't have thrown herself. Yeah.
She was just set to inherit a whole bunch of money. There's no reason for her to have done that.
Okay.
No one was ever convicted. But she is seen wandering the halls of the 8th floor in a white gown. The window in that room is found open in the morning after guests have made sure it's closed. Dresser drawers are taken out, turned upside down, and put back in place. I just think people hear crying. This was substantiated. A guest brought in a newspaper clipping that said the headline was "Fall Victim Identified." It was from August 18th. They didn't give a year.
Okay.
So that was the only weird thing in the article. And in the article, it stated that this woman died as a result of a fall from the 8th floor and gave the name Shirley as her name.
Okay.
The other woman in white... that's possibly there,
mm-hmm.
and that's possibly seen, could be part of this,
right?
What people think is Shirley, but, and who knows, maybe she'll turn around and say, don't call me Shirley. she killed herself by hanging herself with a phone cord.
Okay.
She's called the Jilted Bride. Sorry. There are crime scene photos to confirm that this story happened.
Wow. Okay.
Somebody interviewed a manager at the hotel, and he had seen the crime scene photos. Another spirit that they think is there is Alex Johnson himself.
Makes sense.
He lived on the premises until his death. He had apartments on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
He died in 1938. There are two rooms on the third floor that are guest rooms. It's room 304 and 305. They lack full windows, mm-hmm. which the same manager was like, it just adds to the creepiness, so people probably feel like they're getting... But... they think that he's there ensuring everything is still running smoothly. He's a workaholic, even in death.
Well,
probably going to be me. Yeah, who knows? I can respect that.
God, I hope I please.
Don't send you back to... No.
I don't want to go back to work.
I would be okay with...
I would not.
No.
I mean, your own personal hell. Yeah, that's not... Dude, well, by then, by the time I die, I hope to be the fuck out of there for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you. If any of my coworkers listening, you know why.
Yeah.
We're just going to put it like that.
She loves you.
I love you guys. I love my coworkers.
I've been there.
I love the patients.
Yeah. The other spirit.
Yes.
The last of the four that are known or have been identified
then, mm-hmm.
is the young girl. They call her the young girl. Also on the 8th floor, the ghost of a young girl knocks on their door. And then disappears down the hallway. Ding-dong ditches. you hear giggling in the hallway. People have heard running up and down the stairs. They say that it might be Alex's niece who died of an incurable disease when she was little.
Okay.
But she is the most commonly reported ghost. So, people also report seeing shadows, doors open and closed by themselves. They hear unusual knocking and growling sounds, which that was really cool. They said that ghost hunters tried to debunk that and thought they had. By saying that it was pipes, but their thermal cameras showed something behind the wall that was not the pipes.
Yeesh.
Yeah, unusual knocking and growling sounds. There is an aggressive entity that people have reported that shoves and bites without provocation.
Ow.
Chairs have been thrown across the room. Chairs have been pushed from one area to another. People report cold spots. the feeling of someone sitting next to them. They feel watched. They feel followed if they're, like, wandering around the hotel. The piano plays by itself. The elevator stopped randomly. We're never going to this hotel and getting on the elevator.
Oh, God, yeah. That's not
there a good is thing. A video of a wooden key rack shaking back and forth on its own. Mm-hmm. There are figures. People have reported figures reflected in the mirror. A hand pressing down on their body in the night, which I did not look up what the altitude of this place is.
Oh, because of the altitude.
Yeah. Because believe me, I've felt like somebody's pushing down on my lungs in the middle of the night.
Makes sense.
And then, like, cupboards open and close in the middle of the night.
Okay.
At the front desk, there is a ghost book. They call it, quote-unquote, The Haunting.
Oh, wait, no, that's, like, the Blue Lady Inn in Brown County. Yeah, like, story, Blue Lady Inn.
Yes, but they like, really embrace the tales of all these hauntings.
Why not?
There's an area on their website where guests can add information about their encounters on the alexjohnson.com, not on the Hilton one.
Well, yeah, because Hilton's like, no.
There's also a ghost adventure package that you have to call the hotel about. Like, you can't just get on and, like, look and it's booked up for Halloween for years, people.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's a ghost adventure package where you get to stay in one of the haunted rooms. You get a K2 meter, a $25 dining credit, access to the Venture Sky Bar, free valet, and it's a $70 at the time. The only price I could find on it was a $70 upcharge. You can also go to the hotel, and mm-hmm. obviously don't try this on Halloween or any of the spooky nights. You can go to you can book a room at the hotel mm-hmm. and ask them if one of the haunted, if you can upgrade to one of the haunted rooms when you get there. So they really embrace that whole.
Didn't the Stanley did that? Mm-hmm. The Stanley has that too, because they've got the tour.
Sure, there are several hotels that do that. Yeah.
A lot of these places have to fucking embrace it at this mm-hmm. point because, number one, you can make more money off of it because it's a hotel, it's a business.
Yeah.
Number two, if you are widely enough known, you gotta go with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, and not only that, why deny that?
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm. I don't get that at all.
Oh, well. So, you want to hear something funny, and I waited till you were done with the story to say this. You said Ding Dong Ditch, and all I could think of when I was, my brain was not pulling Ding Dong Ditch up and could only come up with DoorDash. Which is absolutely fucking wrong.
Well, I mean, if the ghost wants to leave me food and then leave, I'm fine too, but
all I could come up with, my brain's like DoorDash, and the other part of my brain was, wow, you are stupid. That is so wrong.
Oh, and whales of slaves. Okay. God. Where are we at? We're at almost 40 minutes.
Okay, so I think we're okay.
I think we're okay, yeah. I think we can save other stories for next time.
Yeah.
So if you have stories that you would like us to cover, you can reach us at trendylobotomypodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
You can find us, you can Google us and find all of our social media, but we're at trendylobotomypod on Facebook and Insta, and trendypod on Twitter. You can find us on Patreon, mm-hmm. and for $3 a month, people, you can get a sticker and early access and help us pay to do this stuff, because as much as we would like it to be free, it's not free. And what else? I think that's it.
Oh, rate, download,
review.
Do all that stuff, please and thank you.
Yes.
Like, seriously, it takes 30 seconds to review us. It does not take that long.
And y'all are probably fast-forwarding through all of this right now, but that's okay.
Damn it. You know what? Next time I'm going to do it leading in.
We should. Oh, Malcolm has said that for years.
Well.
For years. For months, it feels like years. Anyway.
So.
That's it.
We'll be back
with more stories.
More spooky season, stories. So
definitely more spooky stories, and we should have. Hopefully, the boys will be on with us soon, and yeah.
Yep. Word.
Yay. Well.
We'll see you then.
My brain.
Christy's brain ran away. So we're going to say.
My brain is done with the episode.
We're going to say, bah.
Bah.
God damn, dude.
We are all the captains of our own brain floats.